We're on Tess Amud Aleph, the second last line. Amar of Zira, Amar of Huna, the mitzvah ad shlish. So we understand now that how much money you have to put towards a mitzvah is a shlish. The Gemara asks, "My shlish on tesamud base ilema." That means shlish beso. In other words, you have to give half of all your money that you have, a third of all your money that you have. You have to give towards a mitzvah. Elamayata. If that's the case, I isrami le tlasa mitzvasa. If you have three mitzvahs that happen, let's say at one shot, leise lekule base. So that said, you're going to have to give everything you have. You're going to be left penniless. You have three mitzvahs. So that's the not mistaber. Elam or Avzira, what does it mean? Behitter mitzvah atshlish. Bemitzvah. Means that if you have a mitzvah to do, say you have an esrog to buy, and you have another esrog that's more mehudar, but that's going to cost a shlish more. There's different ways of learning it, but that's Pashas Rashi learns. So then you have to spend that extra amount, a shlish more, for that hitter mitzvah. By Ravashi, shlish milagav or shlish milavar. Teku. So what is this shlish? Is it a shlish mibifnim, meaning the pasha, you take something, let's say he's worth six shekels, and the mitzvah, and the shlish would be two, right? A shlish of a third of six is two, so it would have to be eight. If the mitzvah costs eight, you have to go for it. If it's if you have one, an esrog worth six shekels, one worth eight shekels, that's a shlish more, you have to go for the eight. And that's, it would be milifnim. If it's shlish milavar, it means outside shlish. In other words, you take the six, divide it into two, that'd be three and three, and add another three, so that means that what you're adding will be a third of this, of the sum total. So therefore that would be nine. So that would be the nafkamina. If you have one esrog worth six, and then another worth nine, you'd have to go for the nine. So of course, so the mifni would be eight, and the other would be nine. So which do we look at? Teku. The Marava in Eretz Yisrael, Amri Mishmei Derab Zira, Ad Shlish Mishalo, Mikan Ve'elech, Mishael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when you're doing the hitter up the shlish, that's mishalo, means you get paid for it only next world. But if it's more than that, you put out more than the minimum for a third for the hitter, then that's mishalo kodesh baruch hu. In other words, he pays you in this world. But as Tosfos says, ochel peres b'lamazeh, karen kenev zom, doesn't mean you only get paid in this world, because that's not a good thing to get paid in this world. But you get both, you get peres here and the thing. Because if you do exactly the shlish, then that's what you have to do. And what you have to do, you get to pay like any mitzvah that you have to do, and that's in the next world. But since the extra, that's, you get a bonus, because that you don't have to do, you don't have to do the extra beyond that third. So then you get an extra bonus here also, if you get the paras besides. Okay, see Rashi. Shlish beso, shechayav adam levazbez mitzvahs, lula votitzis, so sefer Torah, shlish mashiesh, of all the money he has in his house. Hidur mitzvah shlish b'mitzvah she'im motzi shnei sifrei Torah liknot echad hidur hadur mechaviro yosif shlish adami v'kachas hadur. So you take you have to buy the second one, it's more mehudar. The Tanya zekeli v'anveu hisna lefana b'mitzvah saseh lecha sefer Torah na lulav na talis na and tzitzis na shlish milagav kugonim katanim kar b'shisha yosif shnei dinarim nahainu shlish milagav. And then you have shlish mitoch adamim v'ikach et ahidur, and that's going to bring you up to, as we said, eight. O shlish milavar hadamim yechalach l'shnaim yosif chelach shlishi mishalo dehainu im katanim kar b'shisha, small ones b'six yosif shlosha dinarim v'ikach et agadol b'tisha, so that's nine. Ashlish mishalo nahainu ato shlish yosif hider mitzvah mishalo, it's his she'eno nifralo b'chayav, he doesn't get paid in this world. Kinami nam yom lasosem v'lo yom leitosacharam, he get paid in the next world. V'mikan ve'elech mash yosif hider yoter al shlish yifralo kodesh baruch hu b'chayav, he get the Paris in this world also. I'm Sorry? I don't know. Not sure. Okay. New Mishnah. Kol shechavti bishmiraso hichsharkti et nisko. So anything that I am responsible to watch, like the example, the Arba Avos Nezikin, in other words, there's things ashore, bore, things that I have to be careful with, I have to watch, hichsharkti et nisko. It's as if I, if it goes out in damage, as if I damaged. I mean, I didn't. My short damaged, not me. But since I'm responsible to watch it, then I take responsibility for the damage that is done. Hichsharkti miktas nisko, chavti b'tashlume nisko. Sometimes a person could be responsible for this part of the damage, and yet he'll be chayiv as if he did the whole damage. Obviously, all these things are going to be explained in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. And then we have a list of things that you damage, and that what you are chayiv in. And when, and obviously we'll see the opposite when you're not. For example, nechasim she'ein ben me'ila, that if you damage those, an animal that is, there's no me'ila, then you're chayiv. But if something that is has me'ila, meaning that it's kodesh, it's hekdesh, so you're not chayiv, you damage hekdesh. If you remember, we learned shor re'eyu, v'lo shor shel hekdesh. Nechasim she'ein shel b'nei bris, it's only if you damage that of a Jew, b'nei bris, as opposed to a goy, that you're pater, if you damage a goy, the nechasim of a goy. Nechasim amyuchadim, also if you damage nechasim that have bailim to it, as opposed to hefker. B'chol makom, chutz mirshut amyuchadet lamazik. And the mazik's chayev, except, in all places, except for the reshut miyuchadet lamazik. In other words, if a shor comes into your yard, and your shor gargores it, so you're not chayev, that's reshut miyuchadet to of the mazik, because you can say, what is your shor doing in my yard? Rishus al nizak v'amazik, and a rishut that's common to both. The Gemara is going to explain what that is. Kishahizik chav amazik l'shalim tashlumei nezik b'meitav ha'aretz. And when you damage, the damager has to pay from the edis, from the best of his land. And that we already learned in the first Mishnah. And this is coming to include, I think we learned that, it's coming to include Karen over here. Okay, let's see Rashi on the Mishnah. Shechavti bishmirasho, shenit chayavti l'shomer. I have a responsibility to watch. Hichsharti et nizko kolomar im hizik, hichsharti vizimanti oto hezek shelo shemarti v'yafeh. Even though I didn't do it, but because I didn't watch properly my shore or whatever, so then I take responsibility. Kach shamati lishnachrina, a little different. Hichsharti et nizko means alai l'hachshir l'taken et nizko kolomar nichayav l'shalim. Means I have to pay me pimori. This hichsharti is not the same as the hichsharti we had before. Lo dami lichsharti kama. The havada is zimantihu. Kolomar means im zimanti es miktzat nisko. If I did a little bit of the nezek, avo bishi lo zimanti kulo. You know, I didn't do the whole thing. Kafti lo shalem and nisko ki hekshar kol nisko. I have to pay as if I did the whole thing. Kilu zimanti kulo. But Gemara Mafar Sheikh Yidam Gemara can ask, how could that be? What's the case? Did I do a little bit of the nezek and I have to pay the whole thing? Nechasim shein be meila kolomar im hizakti nechasim shein be meila. That's when a nichayav l'shem, I have to pay. Aval im hizakti nichse hegdish einu chayav the nafke kulu nizikin mishor reyu. Like we said, shor reyu and no shor shor hegdish. Shel b'nei bris lafuke nachri the einu chayav b'nis klatakav. He damaged the goy stuff. V'mizpater v'nechasim amyuchadim sheish lehem bailim lafuke mehefker sheim hizakti nechasim nehefker hizpater. V'gemar mafarsh. Gemara is going to explain. B'chol makom yischayev chav hamazik kamo shehizik nechasav et nichsei b'nei bris ves nechasav amyuchadim, you know, it's a Jew and somebody has an owner, etc. But it's yischayev everywhere except chutz mirshut amyuchad lamazik shim nichnas shorosh nizak b'rshut hamazik v'ziko shorosh hamazik pater. And then the shor mazik pater da'amar le torcha b'shusim. My bai, what's your shor doing in my reshus? Shus anizak v'mazik mefarsh b'gemara k'shizik havamazik hadarshina le b'resh pirkin latuye karen. And that's coming to include karen because it's extra here. Hushachazik havamazik deresha says it in the first mishnah lo darshina le d'lav yaseru. There is no drasha because that's not an extra that we need to be told that you have to pay in the best of your land. Okay, now the gemara tanu rabbanan. Raisa says, "Kol shechavti bishmiras v'ichsharti es nisko." Kate said, "What's the case? Shor ubor shemesran lecherishot avekatan. I have a shor and a boar, and I give it to a cherish, a dead person, or a shota, or a minor katan to watch, but they're not bnei da, so they can't do such a great job watching. Biziko, and then these things, the shor and the boar, damaged. So what's the din? Chayev." L'shalim, so the Bailim have to pay because they didn't give it to somebody who's competent to watch. That's the shore and the boar. Masha'en came be'esh. If he gives the esh to a cherishot of a katan, so then he's pater. And then obviously there's the damage or the starts of fire, whatever. He's not chayav. Now Gemara clears. But my eskina, what are we talking about here? Ibashor kashur ubor mechusa. If he gave a shore that's tied up and a boar that is covered to this kereshot v'katan, then we have to learn. Then Mishnah that says Masha'in came eish has to be talking about a similar scenario when it comes to the eish. The kavasei gabe eish would mean a gecheles, would mean a hot coal, but not a flame, not a fire. It's under control. So, in other words, everything I have to be talking about cases, I get a shore that's tied, a board that is covered, the eish that is under control. So, my shnahacha. Why should it be different? Why are you puttering with eish? Because it's under control. You're high in the shore and the board, they're also under control. Ella, bishor mutar, ubor magula. So, therefore, the chor, you have to say it's talking about not that way, rather the opposite. The shore is untied. It's here. Watch the shore for me. It's untied. The boar is open. It's here. Watch this boar for me. And if that's the case, it has to be the kavase gabeish. And there you are chayev. Okay, that makes sense. You have this shore that's not tied, you know, to the kid. So you're chayev. But we have to, again, keep it similar when it comes to the eish. The eish must be talking about an not a control, like just a hot coal, but a real fire, a flame. The kavase gabeish shall have us. Now it's difficult, right? Masha'en came be'esh to pater, right? So therefore, I can understand, fine, the shore, the board, they're open, they're dangerous, and I give an incompetent person to watch, I'm chaya. But then, why should it be, I give this live flame to the kid, I be pater. We see dafka not that way, va'amar rishlakish mishmeda chizkiya, the lo shanu, if we give it to a cherishot v'katan, that a person is pater from dine adam, is ella, we're talking about shemasar lo gacheles v'liba. That's only if I give him a gacheles, a coal, and there's no flame there, and he flames it up. Aval shal heves chayav, but if you give it a live flame, then you are chayav. So my time, what's the reason? The habari hezeka. It's a hezek that is common. I mean, that's giving him this live flame. So we're stuck. What's the case over here? Well, how could it be that you have this shore and a board that you give that you're a chayev, yet there's an eish that you're pater, and they're all in the same matzav? So Gemara answers, lo olam, we're talking about b'shor kashur bor mechoser. First we take the first way. Ein hachanami, the shore is tied up, the boar is covered, and therefore the kavase gabi eish, gacheles, in the case of the eish is also controlled, just a hot coal. Udekamar, aye, but that which we said, maishnahacha, but what's the difference? Why should it be chayav and there should be pater? So the Gemara answers, sure, darkei l'natuke. For the shore, it's tied up, but the way of the shore, it breaks away from its tie. So therefore, you have to be careful. And by giving it to the kid, or share a cherish of a cut, or whatever, that's not called being careful. Boar, also darkei l'nature. Sometimes the cover can fall in, whatever, can not cover, it goes away. So therefore also, you're not being careful by giving it a cherish of a cut, and just leaving it like that, because it might be covered now, but it can fall in or whatever. But gacheles, here it's the opposite. Here, as time goes on, it gets better. There, time goes on, it gets worse, right? The shore can break away, the cover can go away. But here, it's better, because if I give a hot coal, what happens to a hot coal as time goes on? It cools off. So here, it's getting better and better as time goes on, and therefore, it's not only did I give him something which is not so dangerous, it's not a live fire, and it's besides that, it's going out, it's getting cooler and cooler and cooler, and therefore they're I'm pater, whereas the other two I'm chayv. Gemara asks, "I le Rabbi Yochanan de Amar afilu masar lo shalheves nami pater." So Rabbi Yochanan, though, on the other, he doesn't learn that way. He says, even if you give a live fire, you're pater if you give it to Kherishot Vekatan. The Chavase Hacha, but therefore you have to say that here again, if you keep everything, it's talking about the same thing. It must be talking about an ashore that's mutar and a boar that's mugula. It has to be talking about the shore is untied and the boar is open. Now Maishna Hacha, Maishna Hacha. So if they're all, you know, in a dangerous state, the shore is untied, the boar is mugula, and I'm chay, if that makes sense. But the fire, I'm not. I'm pater. What's the difference? It's a live fire. So our answer is Hasam means the gabe, the fire, tzafsa de cheresh kagari. That literally is the holding, the tzafsa is like the holding of the cheresh, that's what causes the fire. In other words, the person that gave it to him didn't do the fire, the cheresh did. He took the thing and he went with it and he went to a gedish or whatever and he put it on fire. So therefore the person gave it to him is pater because the cheresh did it and not the guy that gave it to him. But hacha lot safsa the cheresh kagar. But over here with the shore and the boar, the cheresh of Mekadon didn't do it. They didn't do anything. They're standing there, you know, not doing anything. So the cheresh, so the, therefore the damage is attributed to the person that gave this open, you know, untied shore and open boar and left it to a cheresh of a katan just to watch, which is not, he's not doing anything. So who's responsible? The guy that gave it to him. Because he's the one that caused the problem. Whereas to give the fire, okay, not a good thing giving it to the kid, but the maisa, the kid went and he actively did the flame. So therefore over there, the one that gave it to him is pater. Okay, let's see Rashi. Mashein ke be'esh kede mefarsh l'kama. Gachela she'ena bo'eres. It's not a fly flame. Elim kein libelt, unless you stoke it or whatever. Shalheves is shasar or meluba l'cher. He gives a live flame to the cher. The pater beat me up. V'amar reish lakish be'akonish son l'dir. Lo shanu de ha'sholech be'abeira be'an cher shod v'katan de pater midini adam el kamash alor gecheles v'liba ota ha'cherish. And the cherish, you know, fans up the fire. Bari hezeka muvura hezeko. It's gonna for sure happen. L'kol shim uzumed lazik. Bari mezumot. Shore darken lit tuke, v'havaleila suke daite. So for giving an open shore to this kid, he should have thought, shafilu ain't a cheresh matiro, so for lahatir it's asma, even if the cheresh is not going to do anything, it's liable to happen by itself. Hilkach shmir re'ua, it's not called being a shomer, v'filu hitiru cheresh chaya bala shore. And even if the cheresh does do it in the end, then it's like, it's kilaso b'shia v'sofa bonus, or whatever, then you're still chayav. Nidature, Nilin Paul, it's gonna fall in the cover. Hilkach Shmira Ahi again, Afilu Gila Cherish. Even if the end it's the Cherish that opened it, Balabor's Chayav Lashalem, Shalosh Shamru Kamroi. Mammy Ami Vyazil, it goes out, it cools off. Umay the Liba Cherish, Lo Ramya Lea, and even if the Cherish did fan it, but Lo Ramya Lea the Baal Gachelso, Sukedaita, he didn't think he was gonna do that. Therefore, he's not Chayav. And then we said, "Well, Rabbi Yochanan, the Marba Konis, a filu malo shehev is pater. We give him a live fire, is pater. The hashta mukila de diktani, masha ein ke beish is a bishal heves. With the chavase, therefore, we have to say the mechayev with the shore and the boar is that the shore is mutar and the boar is megula, maishna, etc. Hasam, we answered, is gabe beira by the fire, tzafta de cheresh kagari. Achizaso, tzafta is the grip, the hold of the cheresh garma hamhever, caused the fire. Shehu natla veholicha legadish. He went and he took this fire to a haystack and put it on fire. He did it. Hachalot safsa necheresh kegari. When the shor and the boar, the kid didn't take the shor, take the boar, and he would do anything like that. Didn't do anything. Shashor halach mizik v'chein a boar. Silvelo ayedei acheresh izik. Safsa means achizaso v'koko milashon safsa tshikorin. Tanailash, whatever. Lishnachrina Garcin and Safsa Yehudo Shelcheresh, Nisyache Nima the Shelheves. Venatla Velashon Safta would be Shulash, Kinamrinan Lehave Safsa Lechavre. Okay. Back to the Gemara. It's a price here, a little lengthy, but we'll just do the beginning of it to finish the bottom of the Yamim. Tanurabana. Chomer Bishor Mibor. And Chomer Bor Mibishor. So, both shor and boar each have a chumrah that the other one doesn't have. And shor here, we'll see, is talking about karen. So karen has a chumrah that boar doesn't have, and boar has that karen doesn't have. Now what are they? Chomer, b'shor, mi boar, how is karen more chumrah than boar? Sheshor, mishalim, es a kofer. That if the shor kills three men, and then he's mu'ad to kill people, then on the fourth time, you have to pay, it's called the kofer payment, to the yorshim, the value of the victim. If after, again, three times, then on the fourth time, he kills, but this time not a regular person, but he killed an eved, so then you have to pay shloshim shkalim, the Torah says, to the master of the eved. And another din of shor, chumrah, is nigmar dino asur bana. Then once a shor kills a man, even the first time, it's nigmar dino, it's called a shor niskal, has a din, has to be stone, and a shor niskal is asur bahana. That's another chumrah, and dar kol eleichel hazik. And also shor, the chumrah is that it goes out from the place and it damages. Mashayin kim a bor, you don't have all these things by bor. You don't have the inyanim of a kofer and all things, because it says shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim, right? You're not chayav in the death of a man in a boar. Merely you don't have the shloshim sheva, you don't have the kofer, etc. It's not dark lelech lezi, move on, etc. That's all the gabi shor that boar doesn't have. And chomer, but boar mi bashor, the other way that the boar has, is more chamor than shor, is shabor tchilas asiya solenezek, that as soon as you dig it, right there in its spot is already boom, it's right the dangerous. Whereas a shore is not dangerous right there, it has to go out and do damage. So the boar has the chumrah that right there, tchilas asiya sol is a nezek, and mashein kein b'shor, which you don't have by shore. Okay, let's finish the Rashis. Kofir is b'muad, shein mid ben chorin, like we said, it's the fourth time it gores a person, has to pay kofir. Asur b'hana'a, im heimit adam, if it killed a person, as it says, k'nichsiv hubala shor naki, that the owner of the shor naki, meaning he's not allowed to get hana from his animal. That's what it means. Naki kadam shomer lechavero plonis yatsa naki minichasav. He's clean of his. He has nothing. Ve'in lo behem hana. He doesn't get any hana from it. So that's what hana. So naki means that you're not going to get hana, and therefore bala shor naki, when his shor kills a person, he's naki means he's not going to get any hana from. He's not allowed to get any hana from it. Shor niskal. Mashein came b'bor, shein bal abor chayav b'tashlumi misa, as we said, b'shlim b'sein, k'namrinan shor v'lo adam. Okay.